This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, you know what time it is? December.
Wow. That's staying in, by the way.
No. Okay, go. Ooh.
We have a theme now.
No. But this only applies to me.
Sure does. And we're not going to play it when the lyrics kick in because we cannot afford whatever legal issues this will afford us. Welcome, everybody, to the first ever episode of Punch Up the Jam. I'm Dimmy DiGiuibe.
I'm Yael Brado.
And we are two best friends.
And also
comedians. And we're here to
punch up the jam.
We didn't prepare any of this banter, so we're just figuring out what we're supposed to say.
Folks, we're just good at improvising.
Yeah, can't you tell? It's kind of hard to explain what this podcast is, but we're going to have to try.
We're going to try. I think what I would say, you ever hear a song that maybe you really like except for one part? Or maybe just the whole song. You're like, what the fuck is this tune?
Sure.
Or lyric, or sound, or instrument, whatever. It can
what
be anything.
What is this part of this
right.
piece of shit?
Or maybe,
this great song?
Yes, exactly. Either way, somebody needs to go in there and fix it, right?
Yes.
And who's better to do the job than two comedians, you and me?
Yeah.
Punch up the jam!
We're going to punch up every jam possible. We're basically taking the greatest hits and making them even greater.
Yeah, and greater hits.
Yes.
greatest hits.
This podcast should just be called Greater Hits.
Yeah, unfortunately we didn't punch up the title.
No, that's the one
on
thing.
Later.
We can't do titles. We're very good at music, but titles are no good.
And today,
we're talking about
Christmas. I thought you were going to sing it with me.
Well, that wasn't the song we're talking about.
Listen, the theme is Christmas today.
It is. The theme is Christmas. We're going to do two Christmas episodes. We're doing this episode, and then we're doing... Should we announce what the songs are beforehand?
Let's save the song for the episode.
Okay.
But I think you can say there's going to be two... Our very first two episodes are both going to be Christmas songs.
We got ourselves half of a Vince Vaughn movie.
We do.
Got two Christmases.
Did you know that Christmas songs are, I believe, the most profitable songs to write?
I believe that entirely. We should just write a Christmas song about how Christmas songs are profitable.
Oh, yeah. Well, think about it. What other genre gets repurchased every year? Like,
well,
as tight as, like, I don't know, Holla Back Girl was. It's not like every year you buy it again.
I do. Every February, it's Holla Back
Month. I shouldn't judge.
Yeah,
please. Who am I to say?
Today we're talking about one of the premier Christmas songs of our time, and of all time, Little Drummer Boy.
Written in 1941.
Yeah.
Our time.
That's my generation.
Yeah.
Back when I was a young whippersnapper.
By which he means a sperm in his grandfather's scrotum.
Wait, what? I was the sperm in my grandfather's scrotum.
I don't know. Cut this out. It doesn't make sense.
I'm not cutting it out. Let's give some information about the song.
Everyone, they know the song.
Still, some people will just be like, I want to know a little bit more about Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy, if you haven't heard it, it was written in the 40s, I believe, but the first artists to popularize it were the Von Trapp family singers, otherwise featured in the Sound of Music. It's from the perspective of a little drummer boy, apparently nameless, who gets invited to see baby Jesus.
Sure.
But he doesn't have any money, so he brings his drum and plays for the baby. And in between each verse, I don't even know what to call it, each line, they use some fun onomatopoeia to make the sounds of the drum being played, as you'll hear here.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Which is, of course, what drums sound like.
Yeah, every drum sounds like pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Every time I play drums, I'm like, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
It's the only rhythm on the drums.
It is.
Okay, Little Drummer Boy is also known as the Carol of the Drum. It's a Christmas song written by Catherine Kennicott Davis in 1941.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, but it's also been recorded by hundreds of people. According to the Wikipedia page, 220 versions in 7 languages. Way more than that.
It's a Christmas standard, for sure.
For sure. I don't think it should be.
I don't think it should either. It does not deserve to be up there.
No. One person who did record it, like, literally the first result when you search Little Drummer Boy is Pentatonix. And I played a few seconds of it before going like, oh, I actually really don't like this.
Even the gods of singing, Pentatonix, can't make this song enjoyable.
I know, really. Our favorite...
My favorite formerly 5-piece band that has yet to update their name to be Quatratonix.
Wait, they were 5 people?
Penta?
I know nothing about Pentatonix. I have
but you know the Latin pentas and pentagram, pentagon.
Yeah, I know Latin. I'm not an idiot.
Well, it should be Quatatonix, I guess.
Quatatonix. That just sounds insane. Wait, how many Christmas albums do they have?
Well, they have an NBC Christmas special, but this really isn't a Pentatonix podcast.
It shouldn't be, but I'm trying to find it on Spotify, and there are way too many.
You don't really need to.
I really think I do.
Okay.
I really... Miel is important. People need to know what I hate. I'm sure not going to play it. It's fine.
It's fine. Let me. Do you want to maybe just try it, recreating? The Pentatonix version sounds a little something like this.
Come,
they told me. It roughly sounds like that. I'm imagining. I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. I think that's about right. I heard it one time this morning before coming here.
Truthfully, you hear it once.
You've heard it every time.
You've heard it every time.
Congrats on hearing every version of this song.
You don't need to, is the point.
Right.
No one wants to. This is like, I feel like, you know how people still give each other fruitcakes, even though no one likes them?
No, I've never received a fruitcake.
Well, you haven't hung out at my house for Christmas.
That's true.
Well, they're still a thing by a lot of people, and no one likes them, but somehow they just like grandfathered their way into a modern Christmas traditions.
Mm.
This song is the music equivalent. IMO, and also shaking my damn head. I don't like it.
It's not a good song. Okay, let's get into it, though. Let's get into why this is not a good song, because... So, musically, do we have anything to say about this song?
Absolutely. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Yeah,
the sound of a drum. Not what a drum sounds like.
I don't think you've ever played a drum before.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
When you go to make the, like, joke sound of drums after a punchline, what does that sound like?
Ba-dum-ts.
Right. Are any of those noises pa-rum-pa-pum-pum?
I feel like the ba at the beginning is kind of close
to... It's a B.
Hard okay,
B.
Fine. Pa-rum-psh.
Doesn't work.
Pa-rum-pum.
Should I mention now or later the alternate versions that I have
found? Oh, please
found?
Mention
that comes up now,
versions.
Right? Before
yes.
we get into... Okay. Spoiler alert. For the remix we will play at the end of this show, I had to learn the lyrics to this song.
Sure.
And I Googled it. And when you Google Little Drummer Boy lyrics, you don't get the standard lyrics.
It takes a while to get the actual, like, the first result for Little Drummer Boy anything is never the first song.
No. But the lyrics go one step further. They give you the Justin Bieber remix featuring none other than Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, my favorite person.
So I emailed you the lyrics because I know you have a really great Busta Rhymes impression.
Oh, no. This is not a good move.
I'll just tell you the last line because I'm not sure you're going to be able to understand it. So listen to this. I'm not going to pretend to be Busta, but the last line of Busta's verse. People everywhere and all our Twitter followers.
Oh, wow.
Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkahs.
Happy Hanukkahs?
Well, I'm just figuring out how does he say that to
well,
make
here,
it rhyme
let me,
with followers.
Let me just play.
Can you please try rapping this for me? That'd be so great.
Do you want me to rap it before I hear it, or should I play
nope,
it first?
No, I want you to rap it without hearing it.
Okay.
I think the cadence is something like, at the table with my family, having dinner, blackberry on the hip, and then they gave a little sticker.
Everything here is, can I get a little bit of something? I got a call on a hat. I want to sign a little bit of something. Can I get a little bit of, all right. Okay.
So that's his verse. It starts with, at the dinner with the family. At the table with the family, and it ends with Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
At the table with the family, having dinner, blackberry on the hip, then I give a little flick, and then I took a little seed before activating it. Kim Reed, my homie Bieber hit me on the Twitter, and then I hit him back despite it. I can't. Wait, I do want to read these, though.
Sipping eggnog and a little sprinkle of vanilla, even though it's kind of cool. I'm pulling on a chinchilla. Bieber hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool. You know I will deliver. Let's collaborate and make a holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I got to get this off. See the other family members to drop gifts off.
Then I'm headed to the studio. Because they know the now. You know we're about to travel. Get it popping now. People everywhere and all the Twitter followers love Christmas game model. I'm headed to Quanta. This is...
Definitely the best version of Little Drummer Boy I've ever heard.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did hear this one earlier today, and I was like, oh, this is going to be so funny. I like it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I feel like if there's one way to punch up the jam, it is to get Busta Rhymes rapping on
That's
it.
That's true. Busta Rhymes should be on
punch
every...
punch up every jam.
I would love to see Busta Rhymes on I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
And I'm dreaming of a little white Christmas.
Yeah, that's how Busta writes.
Also, rap. Busta doesn't need to breathe, so that's pretty cool.
It's a really impressive thing that he's done. It's like, you know those monks that can breathe in at the same time they're breathing out?
Well, anyone can do that. It's called circle breathing. Circle breathing. I know what I'm talking about.
I think you're thinking of circle jerking. And no, not anyone can do it.
Anyone that plays like flute.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you play flute.
Oh, I thought you said, I know that he plays the flute.
Busta?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish. That would make it a Merry Christmas for me anyway.
We'll ask him if he can play the flute.
Here, maybe I'm gonna... fan of the pot. If we have any fans out yet, please reach out to Busta Rhymes. Ask him if he can play.
If anyone out there knows Busta and has made it this far in the podcast, what, 4 minutes in? Who
Once
knows
you're
how
done
long...
editing, that'll be about right.
Yeah, who knows how long we're done. Should I? Okay, I want to play the Bieber part of this because, again, I'm not kidding. I really like it.
Ooh.
Here's where it changes up. I'm embarrassed that I like this.
I want to fuck a little drummer boy now.
This is like... I only spit heat because I'm playing for the sun.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did the sun... Is this an endorsement from the sun?
Huh?
Did the sun pay him for the shout-out? I'm so confused why he plays for the sun.
Well, okay, so we should get into what the song itself is about and then go back
right,
to
right.
The
also, Beagle I feel like we're getting very derailed on one specific version of Little Drummer Boy. So maybe we should bring it back to the general song. I don't know.
All right, so let's just get into the lyrics of the original version of Little Drummer Boy before we go any further.
Yeah.
Because they're batshit crazy, and they tell a story that makes no sense in a lot of different ways.
Well, are we allowed to start criticizing it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've got all the information out of the way, I would like to get into the specifics of why I don't like this song.
Okay.
I think I've already mentioned the pa-rum-pa-pum-pum is just not the sound a drum makes. If they'd said like, butch, butch, psh, like I would appreciate it more.
You wanted her to be more specific about what the drummer boy was doing.
Yeah.
Come,
and also,
they told me.
Yeah, I wanted to beatbox. Desperately.
I wish that they had invented beatboxing in 1941 for them to do that.
I wanted to be like, come, they told me. Whoop, 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 bring the bass in.
And also just the drum breaks at a certain point because they were beating it a little too hard and they need to like tune it.
Yeah.
Just all of the details of playing the drums.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
I want to hear him switch from brushes to hot sticks. Is that what they're called? Hot rods.
Hot rods, yeah.
But furthermore, and I've thought a lot about this.
Mm.
If you've just had a newborn baby, what's the last thing in the world you'd want someone to do?
Make noise around that fucking kid.
And what's the worst kind of noise someone can make?
A drum.
A drum.
Truly, like
played by a child.
An instrument. An instrument whose only purpose is make the loudest noise possible.
Right.
And with like, no tune.
Unless he's the kid from Love Actually, just like shredding on the drums. This kid's just going to be like.
I haven't seen Love Actually.
Oh boy.
You know this. I refuse to watch it.
Well, it is terrible, but it's enjoyable.
Mm.
Well, the point is the main kid in that, real good at drums, and he's like 7.
In fact, really?
If this song was from his perspective, I would like it more just because he's so endearing.
Maybe it is.
But assuming it's a normal little drummer boy, he's probably real bad at drums. Okay?
I don't know. I feel like if you're known as the drummer boy, you better be good at the
drums.
For
all we know, he calls himself that.
That's true.
No one's like, hey, come here, little drummer boy. They're like, come here, Gregory.
Also, it's Christmas. Even though that this is the first Christmas in existence, it is Christmas. So maybe he got drums and he's like, I'm the drummer boy now.
Right. And he says in the song, like, I have no gifts to bring, so I'm just going to play my drum. Well,
yeah, so I'm just going to read all of the lyrics out so people know what we're talking about.
You're going to cut it. You're not going to use this.
What do you mean?
People know the lyrics to this song.
I did not know the lyrics to this song.
All right, go for it.
Come, they told me, pum pum pum, a newborn king to see, pum pum pum. Our finest gifts.
I think you can skip the pum pum pum.
Fine. Come, they told me, a newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring to lay before the king. So to honor him, when we come, little baby, I am a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give our king. Shall I play for you on my drum? Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me and my drum.
So, a lot to unpack there.
A lot.
I'd like to think, first thing, the ox and lamb kept time?
Mm-hmm.
With what? Their hooves?
Yeah.
They're like, what is it? 120 BPM? A little slower? Halftime? 60? Did you want a triplets?
I think, you're playing double time? Are you... Okay, so you're doing triplets. I don't really know triplets. Like, is there a swing to this?
I know there was like some magic involved in this whole nativity scene, but
it's
didn't realize...
It's the first mention of the magic in the story, though, in the last part, before any of this.
Well, for all we know, the drum was magic, you know? Maybe the little boy was possessed by it. We don't know.
For all we... They should have stated that, because apparently the ox and lamb kept time, and that's not the focus.
You can't tell me that an animal was a living metronome. And not explain what
And
you
it's
mean
not
by that.
The focus of the song. It's literally a footnote. They're just like, so I'm playing this drum. There's magic oxes.
Right.
And then I was like, this little boy is smiling at me.
Also, the size difference between an ox and a lamb that they could possibly make the same amount of noise just doesn't add up.
Well, it's
an
like.
An ox would be like. And a lamb would be like.
Unless it's like they're hitting something else or they're using their
voices.
Oh,
they've got wood blocks?
They might have wood blocks. They might just be going, blah.
Every beat?
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah.
Come.
They told me.
Also, you're the drummer.
Yeah.
You keep the time.
Yeah.
That's how drums work.
This is his first day with the drums. He needed an ox and lamb with no experience.
Can I get a metronome? I mean, like, if you're in a band, the drummer's the one that keeps
time. It
kind
of sounds like...
Not an ox and a lamb that are just otherwise yowling, hippling, and hoodling over in the corner.
Wait, hippling?
Clearly you don't know about oxes.
I don't know anything about any animals.
Google it.
I won't.
Not right now.
No.
And don't fact check me.
Okay, so don't Google it.
No.
Great. I'll just take your word for it. What it sounds like is a drummer boy showed up to, whatever the thing, a nativity. It's not a nativity scene.
No, it is.
That's, well, I mean, that's what we call it. But at the...
No, this is supposed to be the nativity, I'm pretty sure.
Right, but
the
I'm
lamb
saying,
is the
like,
nativity.
So they show up to a barn, and they not only have no gifts to bring, they only have a drum, and then they also are like, hey, can I play my drum for the kid? This terrible mother says, go for it. And then he also is just like, great, I'm not very good, so do you have any animals that can keep time for me? I have no gifts to bring, but I can play this drum.
Okay, full disclosure, I'm not super up to date on like my biblical origin stories.
Sure.
But from what I remember, the three wise men bring the gifts. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming this is the same.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yes, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, gold, give me that.
Sure.
Frankincense, okay, smells pretty good.
What is the, is that? Just, you
it's
burn
like
it?
It's like a resin. I mean, you can, but usually it's like, I mean, I should rephrase. In modern applications, it'd be something like in a candle.
Ah.
Unless you want like an amberous resin that you like put in a metal canteen and smoke
you.
And swing around.
Hard pass.
And then I think myrrh is kind of the same thing. To be fair, I don't know what I'm talking about.
So it was basically
like two scenty things that just like set a nice mood, kind of like
gold.
Vibes. And gold, which, yeah, give me that.
Really?
And then this kid's like, oh, I can play my drum.
It kind of feels like going to a gift exchange where everyone's like, I'm just going to bring a nice candle. And one person's like, I'm going to give them an Xbox. And then some other fucker comes and just like, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't have time to get anything. Is it cool if I play something on your guitar?
That my gift to you is my music.
And
this
by my
called...
music, I mean it's Wonderwall. It's someone else's song.
Well, even then, I would take Wonderwall over Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
You
because,
would?
Like, in the Little Drummer Boy song, it sounds like you get into it. You know, like there's the swelling instrumentation. Mm-hmm. But really imagine what they're saying. This was just a boy playing a drum. Like, I don't care. Maybe if you're like a metal drummer and you're like slamming on the double kicks, I'd be like, whoa, I could just watch just drums. But if this, or like, right, or like Whiplash. Like, okay, just drums. That can
carry my attention.
Oh, I would
love to hear a version of this that's just, come, they told me. And then just like a solo
jazz drums.
From. Yeah.
Yeah. But the way they make me think it sounds, he's just playing like a marching beat on like a snare drum.
Yeah.
Would you be like, oh man,
I'd be like, oh,
keep going.
Thank you.
This is so great. Like, that person's an asshole. If you came to my Christmas party, you didn't bring a gift, you just brought a snare drum.
Also, you just had a baby.
Yeah. And they're like,
that
hey,
morning.
Guys, we just had a newborn. Like, please help us welcome Cecilia into our lives. We're having a baby shower welcome party. I don't know what
to say. In a modern context, you are just coming home from the hospital, yeah. And there's a little boy on your doorstep like, I heard you had a baby. I came so far, and I don't have any gift. I did bring my drum.
My gift is my drumming ability.
Yes. Which is so bad that, again, I will need you to get an animal to keep time for me.
Yes. If you have any, like, a dog, a cat, you know what? Maybe there's no dad? Okay.
No dad?
He can't keep time then, I guess.
Do you have any sense of rhythm? How's the baby? Not?
Can the baby? Hey, baby? Baby, do babies talk yet? No.
Hey, baby. This
baby,
one does?
He's magic, right?
He's supposed to be magic.
Can he talk? Is this offensive?
How? I have so many biblical questions about what this story is trying, what this song is trying to set up.
Right. I don't think it's offensive to question the Little Drummer Boy. We're not questioning the Bible. We're questioning the Bible of Christians.
That's right.
What am I saying?
For instance, going back a little bit, I am a poor boy too. Two?
Oh, Jesus was broke, man. That's why he's born in the manger.
How is he a king? How do we know that he's a king?
Because he didn't have a dad. He's born from God. His mom was a virgin. You don't
right.
know any of this?
No, I know all of it. But so, okay. But then why is he poor?
Because his family has no money?
No, but I'm saying, like, people are bringing
God didn't, like, artificially inseminate her and be like, by the way, here's a hundo. Like,
he really should have.
He planted the seed and was like, figure it out.
So
build character.
So basically, God is a deadbeat dad who's just kind of like, all right, I'm going to get you pregnant.
Well, see, now you're starting a little offensive. But,
it's
you
fine.
Know, one could make that case, sure.
I'm going to be the one to make it, and we're going to get
God
so many
God is a deadbeat
emails.
Dad.
I'm going to cut that out and put it right at the beginning of the show, and people be like, I don't know if I want to listen to this.
I think isn't that the, why he did it? It was like, I'm going to give this kid a horrible fucking life. And that way.
That'll show him.
It'll test him. And when he proves himself, it'll mean something. Oh. Listen, again, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't either.
But in my head, that makes sense. Listen, I signed up to punch up jams, not religious history.
I was hoping that you would give me a little bit of religious history.
I was raised in a secular household. I've never been to church.
And I
was don't
raised
know
in
what
a secular household. I don't know what
that
means.
Does that mean you fucked your mom?
No.
What did you just say?
Ugh, great. Now I have to cut. I'm going to cut out every other sentence of this show.
Just all my sentences.
I do like the idea that, like, so who told him to come at the beginning? Because they were like, come, they told me.
The three wise men? Or, like, God? Is they the God? Like a gender-fluid God?
I like the idea that it was the three wise men. That they were like, hey, little boy.
Hey, little boy with no money and a drum.
We're
you
on our way
to
go see this baby.
This kickback out in the fucking Bethlehem, man. It's pretty tight. They got, like, some, like, petting zoo shit and, like, this like, chick,
it's
Mary.
It's a literal barn burner.
She's, like, super chill. She is the mom, but she's, like, don't. She's, like, she'll let you drink.
Dude, you're not going to believe this. She, like, we don't know where this baby came from. She was just pregnant one day.
Dude, she just popped him out in some hay, and we were like, whoa, sick. Let me bring some golden scented stuff.
And we don't believe her, so we're going to go check it out for ourselves. You want to come along or what?
Also, we don't have GPS, so we're just going to, like, follow a star and, like, see what happens.
It's real far.
It's going to take us 12 days to get there. Wait, actually, is that what that is? I don't know.
12 days? Is that a thing?
I'm pissed if our two Christmas punch-ups we're not doing 12 days of Christmas.
I mean, we haven't done the other one, so we could.
We could. No, I'm not going to pull
no, I don't want to.
What's it called? Football term.
What?
What's that word? Audible. I'm not going to pull an audible.
Is that a football term?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I think that's a podcast
I feel
company.
Like they say it a lot on the other podcast. I've guessed it on a lot. Ian Carmel's All Fantasy Everything. They always mention audibles, and I'm like, I'll start using that too. You guys seem cool.
Yeah.
It's not going well so far. but maybe next year we can do 12 Days of Christmas, because holy shit, I don't want 4 French hens.
It's very sweet of you to
that
think
shit.
That we're going to be doing this in a year.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
Trust me.
I do trust you.
You're going to do it even if you hate it. You're my ticket. Please delete that.
I won't. He played his best for him. His best is Pum-pum-pum-pum.
Yeah, it's not great.
Also, there are so many notable things about this song that are just sort of cast aside.
Other than the ox and lamb, what?
Well, just like, there's a king who's a baby.
Well, that's just Jesus. That's
but I'm saying, like, that's what the song should be about. It's mostly about this guy coming along.
That's what
with
A Way
drum.
In a Manger is about. We already have that song.
I'm
or
just
oh,
saying,
Holy
like,
Night is
then
about.
Why make this? This is like a song about the time you met someone that was way cooler than you.
Yeah, hello.
But I'm saying, like, this
it's
is...
It's called Christmas music. It makes tons of money. People will write a song about anything.
But I'm saying, like, it's like if I were to sing a song like, oh, I met Jeff Goldblum once. He really liked my shoes. And the song is about the shoes, mostly.
Yeah. I'd listen to that, to be honest. I'd be like, whoa, what kind of shoes were they?
You wouldn't be interested at all about, like, Jeff Goldblum or, like, and lamb who were like, those are good shoes, Demi.
Yeah, if you mentioned it in one line, yeah, I'd be into that.
One line? That's all you got? That's all I should be allotted?
I think I would like it if it was kind of like a cheeky, like, fun song. If it was like, you know, like that duck sauce, like Barbara Streisand. Like,
oh, yeah.
That kind of vibe, I'd be into it.
Jeff Goldblum likes my shoes.
Yeah, see, that's
just... and Lamb like my shoes.
See, that sounds like a banger.
Wow, great.
I like that.
That's the holiday song we're going to release that's going to get rebought every year. And we'll just say, like, Happy Labor Day.
I don't think it works as well in the original context of, like, a super sincere religious Christmas song.
Because we'll
does,
see.
It almost, like, discredits the story a little bit. Like, because isn't, I mean, listen, again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but.
We really picked a terrible first song.
To the best of my knowledge, I never heard about the three wise men and the little drummer boy.
Yeah.
Like, did this songwriter just bastardize the lore
Wait,
to
what
add
if...
someone? Like, she wrote fan fiction about. The birth of Jesus.
This is essentially fan fiction about the birth of Jesus.
It
but
is,
also,
right?
What?
And then they kissed. And then Mary sat on the lamb's back and she liked it a little too much.
Hey, I like your drum. Oh, thanks. I don't know. It's just this thing I've been trying out.
How
well,
old
you're really
are you?
Good at it. Yeah. How old are you? Oh, I just
12.
Turned 18.
Good thing we're in Bethlehem and the age of consent is 8.
Good thing age of consent hasn't been invented yet.
Actually, isn't Mary like 14?
I don't.
It's fine. They're both kids.
Is Mary like a... No, she is very young.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy, man.
We are woefully unprepared to talk about this on any religious level.
I'm not a religious anthropologist. I'm just an incredibly skilled comedian.
You're just
and
a normal anthropology person.
I just shop at Anthropology.
Yeah, religiously.
Oh, wait, that's what I should have said. Let me do it again.
All right.
I'm not a religious anthrop. Wait, no. I'm not an anthropologist on religion. No, wait. I got it this time.
I'm literally keeping all this in. Just
I'm
so
not
know.
A religion anthropologist.
Sure.
I'm just. Oh, fuck. Okay. I got it. I gotta find the exact phrasing. Okay.
You know
here
what?
I'm not a. I'm not a religion anthropologist. I just shop at Anthropology religiously.
It was so worth the wait.
It was not worth
it. Not even a little. I really have nothing more to say about Then he smiled at me, which I don't believe for a second.
The baby smiled at... Well, actually, no. I think babies take a few weeks to start smiling, don't they?
Well, I mean, this is Jesus. All rules out the window.
Jesus came out with a full head of hair, full teeth, and he was like, hey, hi.
Pretty good drums, man.
I shit in the hay. Would you mind wiping that off?
What is that, a Zildjian? What kind of drums are we playing here?
Hey, could you use sticks? I think it would really sound better with the ox and lamb clopping. The brushes are nice, though. I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
I do like
the brushes.
I like it.
A little bit quieter, that I appreciate. But, you know, I can take it. I'm the king.
I do have baby-sized ears, but my brain, full size.
Yeah, bigger brain than my mom. We're not going to get into the logistics of how that happened.
Still doesn't work for me. It won't ever work for me.
What, Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah.
Not even the Bieber version? Rum pum 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 pum.
I'm the Little Drummer Boy. I'm at the drums. I like to
play.
Well,
okay, let's talk a little bit about Justin's earlier verse on this, where he says, yeah, I'm on the drum, yeah, I'm on the snare. Okay, I want to imagine that Justin Bieber is the drummer boy that shows up to play for Jesus, because that's what it seems like he's putting himself as here.
That's actually true, if you know Justin Bieber's career trajectory.
That's how he got famous?
He played drums, yeah.
Oh, I meant for Jesus?
Who's to say? Maybe. I think he comes from a Christian household, so possibly.
I literally like to imagine that he got famous because he went to play for a baby, and everyone's like, this kid can fucking spit. This baby smiled. He doesn't
showed up
ever
at his,
smile.
Like, mom's friend's baby shower and was like, yo, you got a snare drum?
Hey, I didn't
I'm
really...
about to pa-rum-pa-pum-pum you into oblivion, little baby.
I also love Justin Bieber in 2011 singing the words, I am a poor boy too.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not so much, my friend. Maybe you say, I'm not poor like you.
I still brought nothing, though. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
It's like they might as well just gone all out and included that Kanye verse, my presence is a present, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what the Little Drummer Boy is saying.
Yeah.
Also, what the fuck is his name?
Doesn't matter.
Little Drummer Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, Little Drummer Boy. He's like, it's Chadwick. That's not it.
What if his name is Little Drummer Boy? Like, his first name is Little, and his last name is Drummer Boy. Drummer Boy.
It's like Stuart Little, but backwards, and Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, okay. Maybe, maybe...
Mr. Drummer Boy.
Maybe he's Drummer Boy Little, and...
Drummer Boy Little.
They got confused because it was spelled with a comma, and so they just assumed that was his first name.
Yeah, that would suck.
Hi, I'm Drummer Boy Little. I'm here to play the drum.
My brother is Stuart. We're all rats.
Listen, they're mice, first of all. How rude can you be? The rat movie's Ratatouille. Stuart Little's a mouse.
Okay, well, I was acting as Stuart Little and just being self-deprecating.
You know what?
He's very depressed. We're rats.
I don't blame him. But actually, I do blame him. He has a tiny red convertible.
You blame him for his depression?
He's not actually depressed.
Wow. Wow. Are you a psychologist trying to tell me what Stuart Little feels?
You said that Stuart Little is depressed because he's a mouse.
I didn't say because he's a mouse.
What did you say?
I just said he's depressed.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to refute that.
Maybe Stuart Little has depression.
Yeah. How did we get here?
I'm just saying if we're going solely based on like causation here, he has a little red convertible.
Yeah, what's he depressed about?
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he's having a midlife
crisis. I also, like, since this songwriter took the liberty of writing, like, a fan fiction, essentially, about it, just throwing in an extra character at the, like, Bethlehem scene, I would love to take an additional liberty to say Stuart Little, Chicken Little, and Little Drummer Boy, or, as we've now realized, is Drummer Boy Little. Brothers.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know what that mom's doing. That she's having a human, a chicken, and
you know
a
what?
Mouse.
She's just like having fun.
Yeah, all of them could talk though, and so that's impressive. It's funny that the least impressive one is the drummer, is the little
right?
boy who plays the drums.
A mouse and a chicken
both can talk.
Even the ox and the lamb are like showing up. The drummer boy,
ox little and lamb little.
Yeah, their last names aren't included in the song, but we know.
We know they're very talented.
If they can keep time, they definitely are related.
They're part of the little family.
Sure.
Yeah. As Bieber says, I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Terrible thing to say.
So wait, as you're playing drums for a new... he's so good at drummings, he's going to murder someone?
Maybe. Maybe it's specifically he might go psycho and stab that mom in the bathtub.
Huh. I would say that's a big no for me, dog.
There's a lot of bad choices for what you're saying to a newborn, for a new mother.
We've already established that a fucking 11-year-old boy going to visit a baby he doesn't know with three wise men mm-hmm. is kind of weird to begin with.
Sure.
I mean, listen.
Great road trip movie, though.
Oh, my God. We should write that.
We should. It'll just be 3 minutes.
Working title, The Road to Bethlehem. Is that the taken?
Ooh, I think it is.
Damn.
I think that was just you pulling that phrase from something you heard.
I probably heard that before. Maybe The Path to Bethlehem? The Piggyback Ride to Bethlehem. There we go. Punched it up. Thank you. Let's move on. Another issue I have with this song is that if you're going to have the audacity to play your drummer on my newborn baby and not bring a gift, even though everyone else brought gifts, you better be so fucking good at the drums. You better blow me away with your ability. Otherwise, you're wasting my time.
Also, just give me the drum.
Yeah, just give me the drum. What are you doing?
Yeah, don't make the fucking noise and just be like, well, gotta go.
Oh my God, great point.
Yeah.
That drum is worth more than your shitty performance, sir.
Speaking of which, why are you poor and you have a drum?
How did you buy that drum?
Yeah.
It's like that tweet about, like, I spent $30,000 on candles. Please help me. My family's dying. That's how I feel about this drum kid. You got a drum in what? Zero? Wait, that's not right. What year was it?
Do you mean the year?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but let's say it was the year zero.
Sure.
How much were drums costing at that time?
They were free back then.
Oh, nuts.
It was before inflation. The stock markets were
fine. They paid you to take the drum.
They really did. They were like, get this off my hands.
Jersey.
Yeah, they came all the way from Jersey to Bethlehem, like,
buy a drum.
Little kid, come on, you gotta get this fucking drum. Come on, you're the drummer boy and you don't have any drums. Take this drum off my hands.
The little drummer boy, that's something I'm workshopping for you because you just look like one.
Come on.
You got the hands for drumming.
You got the hands for drumming. You want a pair of sticks? The sticks will cost you, but the drums are free. Please, kid.
In fact, you know what? Tell you what, you take a drum, I'll give you $10.
You know who loves drums? Is that lady who had the baby?
Yeah, you know that real young lady, she got pregnant, but she doesn't have a dad.
Doesn't have a dad?
I mean, she has a dad, but the baby doesn't.
Doesn't have a dad, doesn't have a boyfriend or nothing.
And you know what? She decided
to
have a baby in a pile of hay. So she seems like the type that might like a little boy just playing drums for no reason.
Here, I'll teach you a real quick rhythm you can play for them. Brum bum bum bum. All right, get out of here.
I know I just said that with my mouth, but, you know, it's pretty easy to figure it out.
You can figure it out. You got a long walk to get to Bethlehem. Go.
I think that's how it happened. This sounds all right.
Okay, so here's another nugget from the Wikipedia page. The story depicted in the song is somewhat similar to a 12th century legend retold by Anatole France as Le Jongleur de Notre Dame, a.k.a. Our Lady's Juggler, which was adapted into an opera. In the French legend, a juggler juggles before a statue of the Virgin Mary, and the statue, according to which version of the legend one reads, either smiles at him or throws him a rose.
A statue?
Yeah.
Throws you a rose if you juggle well enough.
Yes.
And that's the inspiration for a boy going to play drums for baby Jesus?
Pretty much someone's just like, they do something for the Virgin Mary and it, you know, a smile happens.
Yeah, but that's one line at the end of Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
It's literally the second to last line
of the
song.
It's a pretty loose adaptation. This was like if they focused so hard on the juggling and then were also like, Mary and her kid, you know, they liked it.
But she smiled at me, so, you know.
Or threw a rose, which is like, I'm imagining like that Mean Joe Green commercial with like, hey kid, catch, with the Coke.
I was thinking like Bachelor.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's like, little drummer boy, it's been so great getting to know you better. And obviously, you're so talented. And I really appreciate how generous you've been with your time
Thank
me.
You so much. Yeah, I think we're really getting somewhere. I don't.
Yeah. So for those reasons, you can stay this week. Here's your rose.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then they hug.
Hey, you know what? Pum-pum-pum.
Oh my God, stop.
Pum-pum-pum.
Stop.
That's all I got. I'll catch you later.
Okay.
So we punched this jam up, guys. Because
we did.
It feels like a very easy jam to punch up. You just gotta add a little bit of real drums more than pum-pum-pum, you know?
Well, and more so just be better at the drums.
Yes, exactly. Like, gotta show your prowess.
Again, if you're gonna bring drums, shred.
You better fucking shred.
So we answered the age-old question. what would happen if the little drummer boy could shred?
And here's what would happen.
I've also never heard this.
This is true. Miel's not heard this. And that might be a mistake.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Don't be.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Very easy. That's all I did. King
to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our
ooh,
finest
okay.
gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Yep.
To lay before the king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum.
See, it's easy. That's all you have to do.
Is he gonna shred? Oh, there he goes. Oh, oh yeah. There
oh,
it is.
He's got some cymbals in there.
Ooh, fuck it up, little drummer boy.
The ox and lamb kept time. Rum-bum-bum-bum. I played my drum for him. Rum-bum-bum-bum. I played my best for him. Rum-bum-bum-bum.
Little drummer boy can get it.
Little drummer boy, hit that.
Me and my drum.
That's what it should sound
That's
like.
That's what it should have sounded like, Catherine.
That should be the only
Kennicott
version.
Davis. This is the new holiday standard.
Listen, we did a great thing here today.
I think so.
It's also worth noting that that is my voice.
It is. It is Miel's voice. I don't know if you could tell.
I tried it in my real voice, and it just doesn't work from a girl's perspective.
Which I disagree with.
Well,
because, first of all, it was written by a woman.
Yeah, but she wrote it to say, I'm a poor boy, too.
Sure.
And it's also literally called Little Drummer Boy.
So, well, this should be a Little Drummer Girl.
Yeah, and we could do that fun, like, gender-bending thing, and we're like, this is called the Little Drummer Girl, and I'm like, come, they told me, ooh, yeah, a newborn king to
That's
see,
like
hope he's cute, like, sure, I could.
That's like if Mariah Carey were, like, Little Singer Girl.
Sure, although, I actually would kind of like that.
I
now
sang
that
my voice for him, ooh, 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 ooh. That was not
I would
scene.
Like that better.
Oh, yeah?
God, that's how we should have punched this up.
We still have time to add a second punched up jam
to
the edit of this.
Work.
It is a lot of... This entire thing is too much work.
Truthfully, this podcast is a ton of work, but it's worth it.
Yeah, we're going to go crazy by the end of it.
Oh,
and
totally.
By the end of it, I mean the third episode.
We'll
so
also,
stay tuned.
We'll also throw up all of our...
I'm going to throw up right now.
We'll throw up all these remixes and redos on the internet. So
yeah.
Just follow us.
Punchupthejam.com.
I was going to say about this song specifically, if you did a Little Drummer Girl, I actually would kind of like that. But otherwise, no. Just as is, you can't really sing this as a girl, which is very sexist. You know, that's just rude. Don't write songs.
Can I be real, though? I feel like if it was a little girl going somewhere with three men, the story would end very differently.
Wow. So you don't think men can contain themselves, huh?
Yes. That is what I'm saying.
Hmm. So you have very little faith in the male gender.
Correct.
Hmm.
And as a man,
you're a fucking traitor, bro.
I'm a fuck. It's like, what if you just like pull off a mask? And go, we've been fucking vetting you, and honestly, bro, you were doing so well until this point.
You're not allowed to come to the rallies, man.
What? No, I love the rallies.
Nah, the rallies are excluding you, bro.
Does that mean I can't drink Monster anymore?
Nah, or Four Loko.
No!
Sorry, dude.
I love the Loko.
But short of the Little Drummer Girl, I think this is the best punch up we could do.
Yeah.
Also, I modulated my voice down. That's not, I can't really sing like that.
I like the end of, at the end of the Little Drummer Girl, it's like, they criticized my drum.
See, fuck. I wish we could do more than one remix per episode.
We can.
That's great.
We can.
A Little Drummer Girl would be like, they talked over my drum.
The lamb shit on my shoes.
Wait, why would he do that if it was a girl? Not
it's a sexist boy. Lamb, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, even
that
the
makes
animals.
Sense. That makes
even
sense.
Even the animals.
Yeah. Jesus said, not hot enough for me. Joseph said she's at best a six.
I'm only 7'2". Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
But people said I'm sexy.
It's very depressing.
Listen, that's just true.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to say Happy Hanukkah.
I'm going to say, I won't say anything about Kwanzaa.
I'm going to say Happy Solstice.
Ooh.
And Happy Hanukkah.
You know what? Just to fuck with people, I'm going to say Happy Holidays.
No.
Yeah.
That's a cop out.
I don't care. I don't care.
You sound like you care.
And another thing, I'm not even putting up a wreath this year. And I'm going to Starbucks.
And I'm making my mom pay for it.
Yeah.
And just so you know, I'm getting a flat white because it's what I am.
Thank
this isn't
you.
How we should end it.
I don't know. I never figured out how to end
the
podcast.
How are we going to end this? Okay, wait. I remembered. I thought it'd be a fun way to end this podcast by shouting out a song we do like mm-hmm. and couldn't possibly punch up because it's so good.
Correct.
Because we're not just haters. We like stuff.
Yeah.
We like a lot of stuff.
Although we are predominantly haters.
No way.
Okay, we are 50-50% haters and lovers.
There you go. And it's up to you to decide glass half empty or glass half full.
That's right.
It's not on us. That's your fault.
You should decide before you listen to the podcast because afterwards you'll be like, well, it was mostly hating.
Yeah, there you go. For my song recommendation of the week, is that what we're calling it?
Sure.
We need to punch up that name.
All of these titles will be terrible.
For my unpunchable, huh? No?
Sure.
For my unpunchable jam, is that okay?
Yeah.
I listened to it on the way here, and it's fresh off my brain, and it's Rosanna by Toto.
Rosanna?
Oh, buddy.
I don't know it.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, in the edit, I'm playing it right now,
yeah.
And we're listening to it.
It's
and
good,
it
right?
Sounds great,
yeah.
I assume.
It's such a weird song, and that's why I love it.
I only know two Toto songs in one song. Really?
Oh, it's great.
The thing is, every of the two Toto songs I've heard, they're both great and
yeah.
like instant classics, but I also have never been like, I gotta hear more of this band.
My dad told me Toto was a bunch of session players that just made a band together.
Which makes sense.
I don't know, I didn't fact check that, but my dad told me.
You don't need to fact check things your dad says.
What's your unpunchable jam, Demi?
My unpunchable jam is a song by a band called Chili, and it's a disco song called For Your Love.
Oh, it sounds great.
It's very good.
Ooh, is it playing right now?
It is not.
Ooh, I hear it, though.
I don't know how you hear it. It's not playing.
Ooh, did you add this in post? It sounds
nope.
awesome.
I didn't put it in post. I'll play it right now.
And but, here it goes. Oh, I like it.
Okay.
Ooh.
We're not listening to it in the
it's
studio, but
funky.
You can hear it. It's very funky. It starts with, like,
ooh.
This weird, like, synth, like,
yeah. Oh, I hear that.
And then just goes into, like, bow, 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 bow. I don't know. I've been really into disco lately, and I don't know why.
I watched The Get Down.
That is why. I did love The Get Down, and I miss it every day. But also, it was bad.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Again, though, you ended this on a bad note, and the whole point of the Unpunchable Jam is that we ended on a good note.
The Get Down is also very good.
But it's canceled.
Yeah, so?
Listen.
My song is from the 70s. Like, we're not doing things that are up to date.
Positive ending? What
okay.
do you call this? Happy ending? That doesn't sound right.
Let's call it a happy ending. Let's jerk this thing off.
But listen, let's end this on a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So, here you go. We're going to end it with a bang, or if you will, a punch.
Okay, so you don't want to say happy ending, but you will say let's end it with a bang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a punch. Thank you. I'm waiting for applause.
Oh, I'll put some in post.
Thank you so much. I think Little Drummer Boy is as good as it's going to get. I think we did a good job.
Oh, I thought you meant like as it started. I was like, oh.
No, our remix,
mm-hmm.
I think we did it.
I think
consider that jam punched.
Considered punched. And also, you're welcome, Catherine. We'll send you our address so you can send us a royalty check for fixing your songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also tulips.
Tulips?
I don't know. I like them.
Oh, okay. You're just requesting things now?
Yep.
Well, in that case, I would like some gold.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at PunchUpTheJam. If you want to email us, email us at PunchUpTheJam@gmail.com. Go to us online at PunchUpTheJam.com. Follow us on a bunch of different things. All names PunchUpTheJam.
Yeah. And if you want to follow us individually, Demi's on Twitter at @ElectroLemon.
Yep.
I'm at Miel,
mm-hmm.
which is just my name.
Yes.
And you can, and we like to see you there too.
What?
We're still new at outros. And you can follow us, and we like to see you there too.
And you can end the internet.
It's
and
great.
If you log
we like
on,
it. It's
you
fun.
Can HTTP.
I had a dream.
www.h.pp.gov.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.